You're listening to The Marne Report.
Hey, hey, Fort Stewart, Hunter Army Airfield. This is Molly with another edition of The Marne Report podcast. Today, I am joined by my two friends from the Transition Assistance Program, Ms. Darlene Gonzalez and Ms. Amanda Hook. Thank you, ladies, for being on the podcast with me today.
Good morning. Good morning.
You're welcome. Good morning.
So today we're going to talk about the upcoming National Hiring Fair that is actually happening next week, right? On Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday, May 22nd.
Awesome. Okay, tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, so we have a national and federal hiring fair on Wednesday from 11 to 2 at Club Stewart. It's going to focus on a lot of job opportunities that are in this local area, but also companies that are national. They have footprints in many states throughout the country and lots of federal opportunities as well.
So when we think of TAP, right, I always think of soldiers that are getting out of the Army, but who can attend this job fair?
Sure. So soldiers, military spouses and family members, veterans, retiree, reservists, National Guard, and the general public.
Wow. How many companies do you have?
Yeah, we'll have about 60 companies there and then a lot of support agencies. So career skills programs and DoD Skill Bridge, resume writing support, just general VA support, lots of people to talk to if you have questions about certifications.
Yeah.
And transferring of certifications. So definitely come on down and check it out.
Tell me a little bit more about this. People just bring their resumes and they're just basically talking to the individuals that from these companies, maybe headhunters or whatever. Is there going to be any type of like on the spot hiring?
Yes, so there is going to be on the spot hiring, and we highly recommend that people bring their resume, that they dress for success, and that they research the companies. We put out flyers that have the different companies there so they can do their homework and go into these websites and see what jobs they have available. It would be easier for them to come to the job fair and then just meet that employer face-to-face and actually talk about something that they've already applied and are interested in.
One thing to highlight is that not every soldier is looking to exit the military. Not everyone is ready. And so if you're looking to remain in uniform, many of these companies have PCSable jobs. So for the spouses that are looking for employment, you can start here at Fort Stewart Hunter Army Airfield, transfer that position to the next duty station at the same or similar position.
That's incredible, right? Because that's a really, that's a hard thing for a lot of spouses, especially when they fall into such an incredible job somewhere and then they just have to up and leave it. That can be really heartbreaking.
Exactly. So having a transferable job or a remote or work from home job can really ease those stresses.
Wow. That's great. All right. What else?
Follow us on Facebook and LinkedIn. We put a lot of information out there, such as the flyer for the national and federal job fair. We have two more job fairs coming up in August here at Fort Stewart and at Hunter Army Airfield. And we also just put a lot of flyers for different companies and provide information.
You guys, I feel like you're always having a job fair because there are just so many people that are out there looking for jobs that seem to be having a very hard time. And I think, you know, a lot of people go online looking for jobs. They don't realize the power behind a job fair. Talking face to face with someone, letting them see who you are, you know, that face to face communication is so important, right? A lot of people don't realize that anymore these days because of cell phones and social media, but what you guys are doing is really awesome.
That's right. It makes a huge difference talking to those employers and those hiring managers face to face and doing that research, practicing your professional introduction as well, but making those connections, whether you're looking to find employment now or at some point in the future. It's all about making that informed decision and finding the information directly from the source.
Yeah.
And maybe this job fair could just be exploratory where you're meeting employers and then you come to TAP and utilize our services for federal resume writing, advanced resume writing, which we've now teamed up with Mission Start Point, where they also help with interview techniques and developing your elevator pitch. And then for the next job fair in August for Hunter and Fort Stewart, then you'll be a little more prepared and ready.
That is very cool. And you bring up such a great point, right? Because, you know, we may have service members that are on the installation that are 1 or 2 years away from exiting the service. And, they don't know what they want to do, right? So attending one of these job fairs is a great idea just to kind of see what's out there, and it plants a seed, and you can kind of navigate from there and then come and speak with you guys in your office.
Yes.
That's a great point. Mm-hmm. So is there anything else TAP related that you guys would like to share before we close this out?
Oh, we have a lot of soldiers that are just returning, and so we just want to remind those that if you're in your window to begin TAP between 13 to 18 months out prior to ETS, just start to enroll in TAP. It's just an online quick process, and then we'll get you started from there. It doesn't mean that you are getting out, but it is a requirement 13 to 18 months out.
Great. All right. Well, ladies, thank you so much for being on this episode of the MARM Report with me. This has been some awesome information. Everybody listening out there, head over to this job fair. Look, even if you have an awesome job and you're not looking, if you want to get information for someone that you know, bring your friends, tell everyone about it. Let's make sure that this job fair is packed out and these people are overwhelmed, right? Yeah, these people have jobs and they're looking to hire. So we hope to see you guys there. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting us.
All right, this would be it for this week's edition of the MARN Report podcast. This is Molly signing off.
If you or someone you know needs crisis support, dial 988. This 3-digit dialing code connects directly to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, where compassionate, accessible care and support is available for anyone experiencing mental health-related distress. The 988 Lifeline helps thousands of people struggling to overcome suicidal crises or mental health-related distress every day. There is hope. Call or text 988 today.